This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فلا وربك لا يؤمنون حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت ويسلموا تسليما ولو أنا كتبنا عليهم أن يقتلوا أنفسكم أو يخرجوا من دياركم ما فعلوه إلا قليل منهم ولو أنهم فعلوا ما يعظون به لكان خيرا لهم وأشد تثبيتا وإذا لآتيناهم من لدنا أجرا عظيما ولهديناهم صراطا مستقيما ومن يطع الله والرسول فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا ذلك الفضل من الله وكفى بالله عليما صدق الله العظيم جماعة المسلمين in continuation and in conclusion of our discussion around some very powerful and beautiful verses from Surah An-Nisa in the Holy Quran. Inshallah ta'ala, we're going to do the full translation of all those ayat, and then we will do our conclusive understanding of what we have learnt by these ayat today, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Starting with verse number 65, which we have been covering over the last 2 weeks, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا وَرَبِّكْ, nay by your Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making a qasam by himself, لا يؤمنون, they do not believe, حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم, until they take you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a judge about that which they dispute. ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا, and then after that they don't even find any discomfort in their hearts, مما قضيت, about that which you have ruled. ويسلموا تسليما, and they totally submit and surrender to the judgment of Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then verse number 66, وَلَوْ أَنَّا كَتَبْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ, and if we had to have written for them, prescribed for them, ordered them, أَنِقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ, kill yourselves, أَوِخْرُجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ, or leave your homes, kill yourselves, as in the story of Bani Israel, when they oppressed themselves. ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ بِاتِّخَاذِكُمُ الْعِجْلَ فَتُوبُوا إِلَى بَارِئِكُمْ فَقُتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates to us the story in Surah Al-Baqarah. When Bani Israel, they oppressed themselves. How did they oppress themselves? When Nabi Musa went to go and receive the Al-Wasaya Al-Ashar, the Ten Commandments, and he left Bani Israel, As-Samiri told Bani Israel to melt their gold and make a golden calf that they could worship. And when Nabi Musa came back and found them doing this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it as their punishment that they had to make two lines and they literally had to fight each other until Nabi Musa alayhi salam and Nabiullah Harun alayhi salam, they called out, Ya Rab al-Baqiyya al-Baqiyya. When they thought that Bani Israel was going to be completely annihilated, they say, Ya Allah, those that are left, those that are left. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the command to put down their weapons. And those that were killed were considered shaheed, and those that killed were forgiven. So in both cases, that was basically their penance for what they had done. And 70,000 were killed of Bani Israel. The greatest sin that they had committed is that they associated partners in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a great sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put forward a great punishment. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about those that claim that, you know, no matter what comes down of this Quran, no matter what we find in the commandments or the prohibitions of Allah, you know, we will do whatever we are told to do. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, and this was in particular some of the munafiqeen that were speaking like this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that if they were told to do what Bani Israel was told to do, or if they were told to leave their homes like the muhajireen. The muhajireen were literally told to pack up. In actual fact, they left everything behind. They left with their clothes on their backs. And they left their homes and they left their wares. Muhajireen fi sabilillah. Migrating in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that if they were told to do one of these two things, مَا فَعَلُوا, they would not have done it, إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ مِّنْهُمْ, except a few from amongst them. And if you look in the books of Tafasir, we find a hadith, for example, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointing to Abdullah ibn Rawaha, one of the great companions of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or Sayyidina Abu Bakr ibn Siddiq, Umar ibn al-Khattab, that they were considered by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, based on this ayah, to have been the few that would have done this which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordered others to do before them. Even to the degree, please don't get me wrong, and don't misunderstand the ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not saying that He is telling anybody to kill anybody in this verse. See, what we have been discussing over the last 2 weeks is that this deen of Islam, وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't made any part of this deen even uncomfortable. There is nothing difficult in Islam. Islam is, as our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, بُعِثْتُ بِالْحَنَيْفِيَةِ السَّمْحَى, I have been sent, al-Hanifiyah, nothing to do with the madhab of Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah ta'ala. Al-Hanifiyah comes from the word Hanif. قُلْ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. Say Allah has spoken the truth and follow the pure way of Abraham, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Hanifa, coming from the word hanf, which means al-mail, to turn away, because Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, he turned away at that time, kana ummatan, he was the only believer at one time, he was a nation unto himself, and he turned away from the worship of everyone and everything besides Allah. So it gives the meaning of purity of worship. So the Prophet ﷺ said, بُعِثْتُ بِالْحَنِيفِيَةِ السَّمْحَى, which literally translates as, I have been sent with pure ease. I have been sent with pure ease. If you go to the Arabic dictionary, Arabic to Arabic, it will tell you that دِينُ سَمْحٍ أي دِينُ يُسْرٍ, that the religion of samh is the religion of yusr, of ease. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah wants ease for you. He doesn't want difficulty for you. And if we think about what we spoke about last week, about that article, I don't know if anybody went and looked it up afterwards on BBC Future, about whether religion will ever disappear. I didn't have enough time, but the closing remarks of the author of this article under the subtitle of Enduring Belief, he says, for all these reasons, psychological, neurological, historical, cultural, and logistical, experts guess that religion will probably never go away. Religion, whether it's maintained through fear or love, is highly successful at perpetuating itself. If not, it would no longer be with us. He then says, humans need comfort in the face of pain and suffering, and many need to think that there's something more after this life, that they're loved by an invisible being. Zuckerman says, the author, there will always be people who believe, and I wouldn't be surprised if they remain the majority. And I wouldn't be surprised if they remain the majority. Why? If you remember last week, what did we read in the article? Even these secularists, because this was done in the Faculty of Secular Studies, which is the seclusion or exclusion of God in the equation, that they were saying that they have discovered a God-made shape or hole in the human being. And we know what this is. This is the fitra. In fact, we spoke whole week last week about, or last Jumu'ah, we spoke about the fitra, and I failed to mention the hadith. In fact, I mentioned it after the salah. That famous hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى فِطْرَةٍ. Every child is born in a natural state of being, with an inherent disposition, with a fitrah. In fact, there's another hadith where our beloved Prophet Muhammad salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi, he speaks about a hadith Qudsi, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنِّي خَلَقْتُ عِبَادِي حُنَفَاءٍ. Hadith Qudsi. And this is in Sahih Muslim. It's an authentic hadith where our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah ta'ala says that indeed I have created my creation, my servants, I have created them hunafa. In other words, we are all born hanifan, as Nabi Ibrahim is described. Or as our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ordered, فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. We are all born hunafa. That is that hole, if you like. But like any hole, no matter what shape it might be, only one thing can fit the shape of that hole, and that is the shape of the hole. That's why no other religion, no other ideology, no other philosophy, no other methodology can work. Inna ad-deena 'inda Allahi al-Islam. The only thing that's going to fit, as Allah says, the way of life by Allah is total submission and surrender to Allah. وَمَن يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَن يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. And whoever chooses a way of life other than Islam, other than total submission and surrender to the one Almighty Creator, Jalla Fi'ula, it will not be accepted. Why? Because it doesn't fit. It's not compatible. I remember when I was a student in Syria, And we used to go to a place called Bahsa, where you would get all these shops just selling software CDs. And I remember how many times I would get the little command coming up saying, software not compatible, not compatible, not compatible. This is the fitrah. This is compatibility. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. Kullu mawludin yuladu ala fitrah. Every child is born in that natural, inherent state of submission and surrender to Allah. خَلَقْتُ عِبَادِي حُنَفَى. As I've just mentioned in this hadith Qudsi, I've created my servants حُنَفَى. مُوَحِّدُون, in other words. I've created them to submit and surrender to me. It's the most natural thing. This is how we are wired. This is how we are programmed. In actual fact, if we look at a beautiful verse in the Holy Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about وَحَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولكن الله حبب إليكم الإيمان وزينه في قلوبكم وكره إليكم الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. This is natural. Allah has made beloved to the human being. Allah has made beloved to the human being in his natural state, in his inherent state. Allah has made beloved to them faith, and he has adorned it in their hearts, and he has made disliked by them disbelief, transgression, and disobedience. So Islam, as we established without any doubt last week, is the natural way. It is the natural way. كل مولود يولد على فطرة. Every child is born in this natural state. ثم أبواه يهودانه أو ينصرانه أو يمجسانه. Then the Prophet said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every child is born in this natural state, and then his parents either make him a Jew or a Christian or a Zoroastrian. That's why literally, when somebody embraces Islam, they are reverting. They're not converting. Like when you convert your engine from a 1600 to a 2 liter. No, they are reverting. In actual fact, they have found the piece of the puzzle, the only piece that will fit. And this is, in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, al-hanifiyatu samha, pure ease. There's nothing difficult about it. There's nothing that should make us uncomfortable. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنَّا كَتَبْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ, that if we had written for them to kill themselves or to leave their homes, they wouldn't have done it except a few of them. That is bithiqal. That is when it is beyond our capacity. But Allah hasn't made it like that. Allah hasn't made the deen difficult. Allah is not telling us to kill each other when we do something wrong. This ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, وَلَوْ أَنَّمْ فَعَلُوا مَا يُعَذُونَ بِهِ. So if they just had to do that which they are being told to do, they are not being told to kill themselves. They're not being told to leave their homes anymore. لا هجرة بعد الفتح. There is no hijrah after the opening or the conquering of Makkah. No more hijrah. So they're not being told to leave their homes. They're not being told to kill themselves. What they're being told to do is the easiest and most natural thing. And if they had to do it, لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ, it would be so good for them. وَأَشَدُّ تَثْبِيتًا, and it would be the easiest way for them to become, سُسَلَ سَيْهِ سْتَنْفَسْتَخْ. وَإِذَا لَأَتَيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ لَدُنَّ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. So it would be good for them. It would be the easiest way to become firm and to become consistent and to become stanfastakh, steadfast. on the straight path of Allah, and Allah will give them a great reward. وَلَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا, and we will keep them on the straight path. That's what it literally means. وَلَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, remember, there are two types of hidayah, hidayah to dilala, hidayah to ma'una. What's hidayah to dilala? To be shown the path. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was given that muhimma, that concern, to bring the completed, perfected and culminated law and way of the deen of Islam. Remember, la ilaha illallah is immutable, has never changed. From the time of Nabi Adam alayhi salam all the way to Nabiyuna Muhammad khair al-anam. Salawatu Rabbi salamu alayhi. The only thing that has evolved, وَلِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْ هَاجَةً, and for all of you, we've made for you a law and a way. So the law and the way is now completed, culminated and perfected with la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he's come to show us the way. Hidayah to dilala. There's the path, take it. So when we choose to take that path, the path of what? Of pure ease. The most natural thing that a human being can do. To be a Muslim. To obey Allah. To have faith. To dislike disbelief. To dislike transgression. When we do that, Allah literally, like a conveyor belt. Or like, what do they call it? At the airport, you know, you get those walkers. What is it called? No, that's for the bags. A travelator. Oh, thank you very much. Very nice word, mashallah. A travelator. You know, you get on that. Now, you can imagine that when, because when you choose the travelator, khalas, you can stop walking. The travelator does the rest. The travelator just carries you. Now, this is exactly when we as Muslimin, I'm talking about us as believers, when we surrender to the fact that everything about this deen is good for us, everything that Allah is telling us to do is for our benefit, and everything that He is telling us to stay away from is to save us from detriment. When we, when you sallimu taslima, as the verse says, when we totally and utterly surrender, and we say, Allah, I want to walk that path. I want to follow that example. In your worship, I want to follow that example of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You make that choice and you make the effort to walk that path. It's literally like getting on the travelator. Allah will carry you the rest of the way. That's what Allah ta'ala says. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. They are on a guidance from Allah. They have taken the path after being shown it, hidayah to dilala. And after taking the path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them hidayah to ma'una. Allah carries them on the path the rest of the way. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا, as for those who follow righteous guidance, زَادُهُمْ huda, Allah will give them guidance. Meaning He will carry them on the path. As long as they want to be on the path and they are making effort to stay on the path, Allah will keep them on the path. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, and they alone are the successful ones. In other words, Allah will carry them on that path all the way to Jannah. Allah make us of them. وَلَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. Now always hear this this dua being made, especially at the janazas. And we all say, Ameen, Ameen. Here Allah is telling us how to be with the prophets and with those saints. Those who have been true to their covenant with Allah, that is the Siddiqeen. Sadaqu ma'ahadullahu alayhi. Like Abu Bakr ibn Siddiq, radiallahu tabarak wa ta'ala. Imagine being with him, radiallahu anhu. To be with the Anbiya, wa Siddiqeen, wa Shuhada, and the martyrs, wa Salihin, and the pious. How? Obey Allah and His Messenger. Obey Allah unquestionably. Unquestionably. And Allah is not asking us to kill ourselves, and He's not asking us to leave our homes. Whatever He is asking us is al-hanifiyyat as-samha, it is pure ease. Just believe that, and wallahi, it will be so easy to be a Muslim. But we are always questioning, oh, why must I do this? Why can't I do that? No, that doesn't make sense to me. رَحِمَ اللَّهِ امْرَأً عَرَفَ حَدَّهُ فَوَقَفَ عِنْدَهُ. Mercy be to the man or woman for that matter. Mercy be to the person who understands their limitations and stops at them. We're not duty bound to understand everything, but Allah's given us the ability to recognize the truth, to recognize that He is truly our one and only Creator, and that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last and final messenger. And that the Quran is indeed a revelation from Allah. وَيَرَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ هُوَ الْحَقِّ وَيَهْدِ إِلَى صِرَاطِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. And they will see those who have been endowed with knowledge. That's why it's so important for us to always be striving for more knowledge about this deen. Make it a priority. Because then you will always see the signs of Allah. And they will see, guarantees Allah, those who have been endowed with knowledge, that this book which has been revealed to you from your Lord, they will see that it is the truth and it guides to the path of the Almighty, the Most Praised. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ. We shall show them our signs on the horizons. وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. And within themselves. حَتَّى يَتَبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. We shall show them our signs on the horizons and within themselves. In the macrocosm, in the microcosm. Just go out there and reflect. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Indeed, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the differing of the night and the day, are signs for those who reflect. Don't just go outside and say, hey, mashallah, look at day. At least you said, mashallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always calls us to say, mashallah. This is what Allah wants. Allah has created this. But some people just go outside and say, oh, beautiful day. Nice weather. Oh, you know, bird is singing. Bees are buzzing. The vegetation is springing forth. This is all signs. Allah wants us to be of ulul albab, to go beyond the external physical narrative that we see and to look beyond it. And that is that it all, everything that we look at in this universe. فَوَا عَجَبًا كَيْفَ يُؤْصَلْ إِلَىٰ أَمْ يَجْحَدَهُ الْجَاحِدُ وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٌ تَدُلُ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدُ. How amazing it is. How can anybody disobey Allah? How can anybody disbelieve in Allah when in everything there is a sign that points to that He is the only one, the Creator, Allah. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Allah. Look at that. This is dhikr. Ponder over the creation of Allah. Look at Allah's signs. Whether you're standing, whether you're sitting, whether you're reclining, and they ponder over the creation of the heavens and the earth. And then what do they say? Oh Allah, you haven't made this in vain. You haven't made this in vain. مَا خَلَقَتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. We're not here just for fun. Ya ibn Adam. خَلَقُتَكَ لِلْعِبَادَ فَلَا تَلَعَبْ. وَضَمِنْتُ لَكَ رِزْقَكَ فَلَا تَتَعَبْ. Remember that hadith Qudsi we did a few weeks ago? Oh mankind, I've created you to worship me, so don't mess around. Don't waste your time. And I've guaranteed to you your sustenance. So don't worry yourself. We did that for 6 weeks when we spoke about the fact that that's not our portfolio. Our portfolio is not to worry about sustenance, not to worry about the dunya. Go out and make effort. In a halal way. But don't ever worry about the dunya. We are here for ibadah. We're here to submit and surrender. Al-hanifiyyah to samha. And this is pure ease. Laysa fil islami ifrat wa la tafrit. In Islam, There is no ifrat. You can't do what you like. It's not an open hand. But there is also no tafrit. It's not narrow-minded, difficult, inflexible. No, there are boundaries, and we can move flexibly within those boundaries. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever obeys Allah and the Messenger, then they will be with the prophets and the saints and the martyrs and the pious, and what good friends they will be. The best of friends, the most excellent of companions they will be. May Allah make us of those who will be with them. Ameen. Especially of the salihin, may Allah make us of them. Ameen. ذَلِكَ الْفَضْلُ مِنَ اللَّهِ. This is the favor of Allah. This deen is a favor from Allah. How many billions of people out there do not have Islam? Have not received what you and I have received. It's time for us to really give thanks. It's time for us to really show gratitude. Let us be the best Muslims that we can be. ذَلِكَ الْفَضْلُ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ عَلِيمًا. And Allah is sufficient as one who knows. Allah knows. That's why I say we have to dig deep. وَلَا يَجِدُ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَدَيْتَ. They don't find any discomfort in their hearts about that which you have ruled, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are happy. They are so happy to be Muslimin. They are so happy with every commandment. They are so happy and joyful with every prohibition that they strive each and every single day to become better at submitting and surrendering to you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who truly appreciate being Muslimin. And that we never doubt for one second that this deen is with purpose. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it to us for a good reason. We are here for a very short time. Very often I recite on the minbar where the poet says, Ya man bidunya hushtagal. O you who is preoccupied with the dunya. وَغَرَّهُ طُولُ الْأَمَلِ. And is deceived by false hope. What's false hope? No. My name is Muhammad. My name is Ibrahim. Khalas. Because a Muslim, ikhad jannah too. Don't worry about anything else. Don't worry about doing what I have to do and staying away from what I have to stay away from. Ya man bi dunyahu ishtaghal wa gharrahu tulul amal al maut ya'ti baghtatan. Death comes suddenly. Malik al maut doesn't make appointments. Wal qabr sunduk al amal, and the grave will be our box of good deeds. So let's make haste in accumulating those good deeds. Let's make haste in walking that straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jamaat al-Muslimin, a brother last week, he was saying to me, you know, Sheikh Maak for me, bang. You know, because we spoke about, you know, that this is a package deal, Islam. That we can't pick and choose. Yes, that is about Allah's qada, Allah's wishes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's laws and commandments. Allah has chosen this. لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون. Allah is not questioned. Nobody can question Allah. Why He's made that fard? Why He's made that wajib? Why He's made that sunnah? Why He's made that haram? Why He's made that makruh? Nobody can ask Allah. وهم يسألون. But they will be questioned. We are all going to be questioned on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. So I'm speaking from that perspective. Is to be satisfied with every law and every prohibition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put out. What is upon us then to do? Try our best. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ وَاسْمَعُوا وَأَطِيعُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and be mindful of Allah as you are able to. And listen and obey. Allah wants us to try our best. And to Him we surrender the rest. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We Muhammad Thabit and Maraldia Hendrix wish to bid salam to all on our departure for Umrah, inshallah. Departure date 17th of December 2019. Please keep us in your du'as. We would like to say a big shukran to the sponsor of the aluminium doors. May Allah grant your business to grow from strength to strength, inshallah. Actually, that's a du'a, so we mustn't say inshallah, we say ameen. Say ameen. Ameen, ameen. Jazakum Allah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا ربي يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا ربي يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا ربي يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا ربي يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا وارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله يا من بدنياه اشتغل وغره طول الأمل الموت يأتي بغتة والقبر صندوق العمل وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة
وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد في حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فلا وربك لا يؤمنون حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت ويسلموا تسليما ولو أنا كتبنا عليهم أن اقتلوا أنفسكم أو اخرجوا من دياركم ما فعلوه إلا قليل منهم ولو أنهم فعلوا ما يوعظون به لكان خيرا لهم وأشد تثبيتا وإذا لآتيناهم من لدنا أجرا عظيما ولهديناهم صراطا مستقيما ومن يطع الله والرسول فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا ذلك الفضل من الله وكفى بالله عليما صدق الله العظيم فإخوة الأفاضل إن هذه صفة من صفات المؤمنين أي أنهم إذا سمعوا قال الله وقال الرسول فرحوا ولا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا لأنهم يعلمون وهم متيقنون بأن هذا الدين كما قال تعالى وما جعل عليكم في الدين من حرج فعلينا يا أخوة الأفاضل أن نتبع هذا الطريق وهذا السبيل الذي خلفه نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم لأن الله تعالى قد وعد لنا وقال والذين اهتدوا زادهم هدى وآتاهم تقواهم فنسأل الله تعالى أن يوفقنا لكل ما يحب ويرضى أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولاً بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل بدر والحنين وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وآل بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في الشام في حلب وحمص ومعارة النعمان. اللهم انصر إخواننا في بورما وفي كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله وأقم الصلاة.
Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Stow istiqam with Abinath Alkumullah. Heels in line. Inshallah, close all the gaps. Make sure your cell phones are switched off, inshallah. Allahu Akbar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواسوا بالحق وتواسوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين،
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
نستغفر الله العظيم، نستغفر الله العظيم، نستغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم، ونتوب إليه ونسأله التوبة والمغفرة إنه هو التواب الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، فحينا ربنا بالسلام وأدخلنا الجنة برحمتك دار السلام. تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اكتب الصحة والسلامة لنا وللمعتمرين في برك وبحرك وجوك من أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم سهل لهم الطريق والرفيق، ونجهم من شر التعويق. اللهم هون عليهم السفر وتعنم البعد. اللهم أنت صاحب في السفر والخليفة في الأهل. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من وأثاء السفر وكآبة المنظر والسوء المنقلب في المال والأهل والولد. اللهم أوصلهم إلى مكة المكرمة وإلى المدينة المنورة سالمين غانمين مستبشرين مع الصحة والسلامة برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اجعل عمرتهم عمرة مقبولة. اللهم اجعل سعيهم سعيا مشكورا. اللهم اجعل ذنوبهم ذنوبا مغفورة. اللهم اجعل أعمالهم أعمالا صالحة مقبولة، وتجارتهم تجارة لن تبور. يا نور النور، يا عالم ما في الصدور، أخرجنا يا الله من الظلمات إلى النور. اللهم اشفي مرضانا. اللهم اشفي مرضانا. اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمالنا ومن فوقنا، ونعوذ بك يا الله أن نختال من تحت أرجلنا. اللهم احفظنا يا رب من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم احفظنا واحفظ أزواجنا واحفظ أولادنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة يا رب العالمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.